Good morning, you amazing son or daughter of God. You really are. You are amazing. And you may look at yourself right away this morning. You know, maybe you just got out of bed. You're looking in the mirror. You see your hair is rather exciting looking. And your face looks, you know, kind of draggy and droopy because you're not fully awake yet. And you just don't feel good. And you may look at yourself in the mirror like that and say, amazing person, what are you talking about? But stop for a moment and think about this. Your identity, who you really are, is not ever defined by how you feel. Now, sometimes how you feel will align with your identity, your true identity, and you will feel great about yourself, or you will feel great in terms of your potential or your ability in the world. But that does not define who you are. Rather, who you are should be progressively defining how you believe and feel about yourself. And that's what we're trying to get into here in Romans chapter 8. And it's a passage that is just so full of truth. It's so packed full of God's goodness that it takes a while to unpack. And so we're looking at verse 1 where it says, there is now, because of Jesus Christ, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And in yesterday's episode, I mentioned how this power called sin is what pushes us towards sinful behavior. And when we feel that sense of condemnation because of something we've done or said or an attitude we've had, yes, we need to repent. But there is no condemnation for us. And there's a very powerful reason why that is true. It's because Jesus took our condemnation. That's what the cross was about. Stop for a moment and think about that. The cross was a form of execution. It was a form of punishment. It was a punitive action, not just on the parts of the Roman soldiers and the Jewish authorities who put Jesus on that cross, but more so on the part of God. The cross of Jesus Christ was God's punishment for sin. It's called the substitutionary atonement. Jesus hung on the cross for you and for me. And no matter how many times you've heard that in a sermon or in a Sunday school class or as a child on the flannel graph board or even on a VeggieTales video or somewhere like that, no matter how many times you have heard that, it won't do a bit of good in your life if you don't allow it to sink in. So I want you to ponder that for a moment. When Jesus died on the cross, he took A-L-L, all your condemnation. All of it. He took every bit of it. So there is therefore now no condemnation for you who are in Christ Jesus, because he took the punishment for you. And so when you hear those condemning voices in your own head, when the enemy of your soul comes and he tries to accuse you and tell you God can't love you, God doesn't care about you, or you've messed up one too many times and God is finished with you, you need to come back to this truth of Romans 8, verse number 1, and remind yourself, there is no condemnation for me. There is none. So anytime you feel condemnation, use it as a red flag. Use it as a warning sign that you are about to slip back into an old pattern of feeling that no longer is true of you. You are free of condemnation. You're free. You're amazing, transformed, holy creature in the eyes of your God because of what Jesus has done. Do you think of yourself that way? And this gets back to that idea of looking at yourself rightly and believing rightly about yourself. God has made you a new creation. There is no condemnation for you. And verse 2 says, because the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. And it's sin and death that bring condemnation. And you're now free from it because of Jesus Christ. Go out and live that way today. It's my prayer that you will let this truth sink into your soul and live differently as a result today. I'll talk to you tomorrow on The Morning Mindset.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.